This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKeon. Authorities in the U.S. state of Oregon have said that more than 1,500 square miles have burned in recent days, nearly double the size of a typical year in an area larger than the U.S. state of Rhode Island. More than 40,000 people have been evacuated and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, according to the Oregon Governor Kate Brown. There are more than two dozen deaths from the fires in California, Oregon, and Washington state, and that figure is expected to rise sharply. Most of the fatalities have been in California and Oregon. Newly formed Tropical Storm Sally has now become better organized amid forecasts it would reach hurricane strength before it strikes the northern U.S. Gulf Coast earlier in this week. Meteorologists say the earliest 18th named storm on record in an Atlantic tropical season formed Saturday off South Florida. They say it could become a hurricane by Monday. Metropolitan New Orleans and a stretch of Gulf Coast from Grand Isle, Louisiana, to the Alabama-Florida line are under a hurricane watch. Late Saturday, Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards declared a state of emergency ahead of the storm, and some mandatory evacuation orders were being announced for South Louisiana areas outside levee protection. Saudi Arabian-led coalition fighter jets early Sunday attacked barracks and military sites of the armed Houthi movement in Yemeni's capital. And the coalition also destroyed four Houthi drones at Al Delmi Air Base near the capital. There was no immediate official confirmation from the coalition, which launched airstrikes on two sites. Those strikes followed a Houthi claim it had attacked an important target in the Saudi capital, Riyadh, on Thursday. This is VOA News.